Hello, this is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Chamber Chat, and I'm here with Joel from the Gem and Mineral Club. And I know your website's DurangoRocks.org. .org. And we always joke because we have Durango Rocks as an awards event, but this is all about Gem and Mineral Show. And when is it coming up?
It's going to be July 7th, 8th, and 9th at the La Plata County Fairgrounds. See, Friday and Saturday, we're open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And is this cost? It's only $5?
Yeah, it's $5 admission. They kept raising the price at the fairground, so we finally had to start charging. Yeah.
Well, it's definitely worth the $5 admission because, as I understand it, you guys have something like 60 vendors.
We do, yeah, from all over the country and a couple from Mexico even. We have a couple guys that live in northern Mexico, and mine in Santa Eulalia near Chihuahua, Mexico. And they bring up some fabulous minerals, things that we can't get around here and other dealers can't get. Yeah. And I just really love those guys.
I bought something from them quite a few years ago. We were there and it was like a multicolored, looked like a crystal, you know, had a lot of multicolored crystals. It was just really interesting. So I think I know who you were talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the guys. I remember those crystals.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then with 60 vendors, I mean, there's so many different, I want to say, gems and stones and just walking around. And for me, not being a gemologist or into the rocks and all of that, I almost was intimidated. But what I found, everybody is so helpful. And you see something cool, just walk up and talk to them.
Yeah, all the dealers are really friendly, open, and helpful, and are really there to educate you in rocks and gems. And really, for $5, you can come down and just get a whole education, not even buy anything. But right. I dare you to try that, because I'll bet you'll buy something.
Oh, absolutely, you'll buy something. And it's just so fun, because everything from whether you want to make jewelry out of something you found, or you just think a rock or a specimen is unique.
Yeah, and in fact, that reminds me that we're offering classes throughout the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Uh-huh. So a lot of us who are instructors at the club do these classes, and they're sort of an abbreviated version of our regular classes.
Okay.
But they're fairly inexpensive, and so you'll find that information on DurangoRocks.org, and then go to the show website, and then there's a section for classes.
Oh, very cool. So, and along this, so this is your one-time annual show, correct?
Yes, and this funds our club for the next year. Uh-huh. It allows us to buy new equipment and upgrade the equipment we have.
Right.
At the clubhouse, we have a complete shop for making jewelry, doing lost wax casting, lapidary work, which is cutting rocks, grinding them down, polishing them, and then you can take a silversmithing class and set it in jewelry.
Well, and the Gem and Mineral Club is so affordable to join. It's amazing to me how inexpensive it is.
Yeah, it's $34 for a year membership for a single, and I think the family is $45, something like that. But, that's a tremendous amount of education and opportunity to work in our shop and learn these trades, jewelry and lapidary.
Well, and I'm also looking on your handout here, but it's you have kids' activities also going on July 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Yeah, we've got a whole kids' corner, and so I've been helping out with this stuff. We painted a whole bunch of river cobbles, river rocks, and then the kids will have paint, and they can paint a design on it or whatever, and I think this is going to be so fun.
Oh, yeah.
We also have a sand thing there where they can dig around in sand and find little treasures, and we'll have gold panning for the kids, and I think we've got a spinning wheel that they can spin and win little prizes and things like that. So, yeah, it's great for the whole family. Everybody will find something to do at the gem show.
Well, and also you'll have food and refreshments available. So, if you're thinking, oh, I'm going to be in there for a few hours, well, you can, go and get a snack and get some food.
Yeah, I always participate in that because I get pretty hungry working at the show. Yeah, we've got a place that sells chicken sandwiches, and then we have one other food truck there. I don't think we've got the coffee vendor this year, but there will be food available. Festival out in the parking lot.
Okay. And this, again, is all happening on July 7th, 8th, 9th at the La Plata County Fairgrounds, Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then on Sundays, 10 to 4. And again, you go in and it just, you can wander around. My stepson's a rock hound, and he was in heaven. You know, and then I was wandering around and I would look and see a stone and go, well, what is that? And the knowledge, they can tell you what, where it's from, when they got it, you know, the part of the country. I mean, it's so interesting. Let me ask you this. If somebody has, let's say they found something and they want to find out what it is, can they bring a specimen in and say, hey, what is this?
Yeah, absolutely. Very often us club members will be able to identify it. But most of the dealers are really good about looking at something, giving you a quick idea. But us club members definitely will do that. And I'll bet we'll find an answer for you.
Yeah, and your club is located, I know, at Brookside Park. Our address is 2301 Main at the Chamber, and you guys are right next door in the Turquoise Building.
Correct, in Brookside Park, right by the Chamber Building, directly across from the high school.
Yeah, yeah, and I would tell people, join, because I remember doing a tour. I came in, and there was a stone, and my stepson was there doing, you know, the lapidary work, and they said, well, here, you need to do one, and they put it on a stick, whatever, right?
Dop stick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I got to polish it, and I was in there for probably 2 or 2.5 hours, and it was so fun, and it just, like, time went by so quickly. And all of a sudden, I looked up, and it was whatever, you guys were ready to shut down. You're like, Jack, you need to leave now. But it was so fun to just experience that. And then I know right where the little stone is that I polished. It's in my office.
Yeah, one of the most amazing things for me is when I went out and collected a rock up in the San Juan Mountains, brought it in, cut it, ground it down into a cabochon, polished it, then set it in silver. So I had been involved in the whole process of collecting the stone to setting it in jewelry that I could wear and then say, look at this.
Look at what I did.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you want to get involved in this, the Gem and Mineral Club is just one way to, you know, you don't have to go up in the mountains. You can go find a stone that you like and then, you know, take it on into the Gem and Mineral Club and experience what you guys offer. How long have you been involved with the Gem and Mineral Club?
I started in the early 2000s. I think I really got active about 2005. So I've been there quite a while. And really, when I went in, I had an interest in rocks, but I knew nothing about cutting and polishing rocks or making jewelry. And so I've taken classes at the club, and then mostly practice is how you get good at this. So now I teach the lapidary classes on how to make a cabochon. So,
okay.
And I'll be offering one this weekend on Sunday.
And for novices like me, what is a cabochon?
It's a domed stone, usually in an oval, that then is ready to set in jewelry. So it's polished on top, and it has, you know, rounded edges, and then a little girdle on the side that allows it to be dropped into a silver setting, and you bend the setting over, and it holds it in the stone. It's actually a French word from cabot, which is a head of cabbage.
Oh, well, there you go, head of cabbage, and it has to do with rocks. So, what are some of the other courses? Do you guys, and I know you've done this in the past, but it's kind of like a geological tour, because we got some of the most amazing geology in the Four Corners.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of universities send their students into the San Juan Mountains because the geology is so varied and interesting. They can see a lot of different processes here. Mm-hmm. And then with all the mining, there's been a lot of rocks dug out of the mountain, dumped into mining dumps. So sometimes with permission of the mine owner, we'll dig through the mine dump and find some pretty incredible stuff. Yeah. We're having a trip to Creed, one of our favorite ones. We go to the Last Chance mine there, and the owner, Jack, allows us to dig through those mine tailings, and we find this beautiful banded agate, purple banded agate that is so incredibly beautiful. And we pay $2 a pound for it, but boy, it is the nicest stuff to work.
Yeah, well, and that's just another example of all the different things the Gem and Mineral Club does, including, and this is the 69th annual.
Yeah,
Wow. Yeah,
I know. This is before my time, okay? Yeah. I have not been involved in 69 of these. And last year, we celebrated the 75th anniversary of our club. So
wow.
We've been a Durango institution for a very long time.
A very long time. One of the longest. I would almost think that you're probably one of the longer nonprofits that have been around in Durango.
I'll bet that's true.
Yeah. I know the Chamber, we've been 105, 106 years. But years being 70, that's amazing.
It really is. Yeah, and the continuation, an all-volunteer club that's just passed on to the next generation, mm-hmm. this willing to volunteer to keep that club running. So
yeah.
It's pretty incredible, and I feel privileged to be a part of it.
Yeah, and again, this is with the upcoming Gem and Mineral Club and the show. You've got over 60 vendors from all over the nation and literally all over the world. Also, you know, gems and minerals, stones from all over the world as well.
Right. Yeah, there's a couple of people I always check in with. Sandy has opals, and so he has Ethiopian, he has Australian opals, you know, a whole bunch of different varieties of uh-huh. opal from different mines. And I love talking to him and looking at his stuff. And we have a guy, Steve, who sells fossils, and it's just amazing what he's got. You know,
yeah.
I always walk over to see what he has. And
well, and just you mentioning that from the fossils to the opals, you know, I'm sure there's a, you know, turquoise and all this other stuff. You can watch people. I know I've gone in there and watched people doing the actual work while they're setting the stone. You know, somebody had a little bench right there and was actually doing some of the things while they were selling.
Yeah. Right, which is really great for people because they can see how it's done. I know we have one dealer that sells settings that are pre-made,
huh.
and he has the stones that'll fit in that setting. So you can pick out a stone, and he'll lock it into that setting, and you can wear it out of the show, huh. which is really fun.
Shop and wear.
Yeah, exactly. I like it.
So it's only $5, and again, remind the listeners, when is it?
It's July 7th, 8th, and 9th. At La Plata County Fairgrounds, and Friday and Saturday we're open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we'll have food on site,
mm-hmm.
so if you get hungry, go over there, get refreshed, which I frequently do.
Yep.
And another thing I want to emphasize, we're having a silent auction this year. We do every year, but I was helping unpack all this stuff and identify it and price it, and I was amazed at the stuff we've got, some beautiful stones, some
uh-huh.
really fine faceted stones and some slabs that you could work on, but are really in themselves quite beautiful. There was a set of gold pans with a rock hammer, and
wow.
so you could go in and bid on one of those. So we try to price this stuff really low so it's a bargain.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, the club hopes people bid it up.
Sure.
But, you know, usually you can get some really good bargains
oh, yeah.
there. So it's good to come and check our silent auction table.
Yeah, well, and I think just, you know, and get into the world of the gem and minerals, especially with the abundance of what we have here in the Four Corners.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. This is such a good site to go out and rock hound, pick things up, and then come to our club, take classes on how to work with those stones, mm-hmm. and then learn the jewelry making and wear it out of the shop.
Hey, I think you mentioned with the agates, and I think that was my stepson and I, we went over by Moab. There's some places over there that I guess are really, you know, we've been in the riverbed and checking something. I think it was agate that we were looking for.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
One of the trips we do is to the Yellow Cat area just north of Moab.
Okay.
It was kind of in a uranium mining area, but in that wash there's all kinds of agate and jasper and
mm-hmm.
other really beautiful minerals that you can either put into a tumbler and just tumble them into
yeah.
a smooth stone, or you can learn how to cut a cabochon that can be set in jewelry.
Yeah, so all sorts of things. And again, the Gem and Mineral Show is July 7th, 8th, and 9th. The fairgrounds, it's only $5 to get in. Kids activities, silent auction, food, beverages, hands-on classes, so many things going on. Where do we go to find out more information?
Go to DurangoRocks.org. And the homepage is all about our club, and you can click on the calendar. It'll show you when the open shop times are and what classes we have coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a separate page that's for the show itself, and that'll give you information about classes offered through the show, as well as the times and all the information
yeah.
you need.
And you don't have to be a member, so head on down to the Gem and Mineral Show. again, July 7th, 8th, and 9th. Joel, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, so good to be back with you another year, Jack.
Well, we'll do it again next year. We're going to send it back to the studios. And don't forget, check out the Gem and Mineral Club right across from the high school next to the Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.